This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 220 for Tuesday, January 11th. ICE canola futures are lower on Tuesday, except for gains in new crop November. The March canola contract loses $2.50 at $1,028.10 per ton. The May contract falls $7.30 at $9.99.60 per ton. There's spillover from gains in the Chicago soy complex and Malaysian palm oil. Strong upticks in global crude oil prices are supportive of edible oils. However, European rapeseed is weaker today. The Canadian dollar is stronger and weighing on canola values. The loonie is at 79.5 U.S. cents compared to Monday's close of 78.87. A trader says the weather in South America will continue to have the most sway in the oilseed markets than tomorrow's reports from the United States Department of Agriculture. Soybean crops in Argentina and southern Brazil are being threatened by ongoing dryness, although there's rain in the long-range forecast. That said, CONAB is trimming its call on soybean production in Brazil by 1.6% at 140.5 million tons, but that's still more than last year's record crop of 137.3 million tons. However, Soybean and Corn Advisor's Dr. Michael Cardonnier cut his forecast for Brazil by 2.2% at 135 million tons. Cardonnier is slashing 4.4% off of his projection for soybean production in Argentina, bringing it to 43 million tons. For corn, Cardonnier slices 1.9% off of Argentina's production at 51 million tons and trims Brazil's corn output by 0.9% at 112 million tons. Meanwhile, CONAB chops 3.6% off of its forecast on Brazil's corn at 112.9 million tons. On Wednesday, the USDA will release a number of reports. Those include its supply and demand estimates, the final crop production numbers, plus grain stocks as of December 1st, and winter wheat seedings, among other reports. Rod enough prices at the Chicago Board of Trade. Soybean futures are slightly higher on Tuesday. The March contract bumps up 2 cents at $13.86.5 per bushel. March soy oil gains more than 0.8 of a cent at 58.87 U.S. cents per pound. But March soy meal falls back $3.20 at $4.13.10 per short ton. Corn futures are slightly higher on Tuesday. The March contract nudges up a penny at $6.01 per bushel. Chicago oats remain lower as the March contract sheds 8 cents at $6.56. The U.S. wheat complex is stronger, with Chicago March increasing 8 cents at $7.70. Kansas City March climbs 13.5 cents at $7.92. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis March jumps 16 cents at $9.30. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, January 11th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.